Love him. We love him every week, and he joins us, brightens up our Friday, pushing towards the weekend. Good morning, Lindsay Carr. How would you be?
Good morning, Mark. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Look, not very happy with your work this week.
Well, it was either that or you didn't get any work. So what would you rather have?
I'll take what I can get.
What would you rather have?
As in life, I'll take what I can get, Lindsay.
Yes, okay. Don't push mine away, please. I had it there organised, please. Come on.
What about if I just do this? Can I do this?
No, don't do that. No, no.
Have I messed your pages up?
You have.
Oh, dear.
We won't know what we're talking about now.
Well, we'll give it a go.
All right.
Lindsay, we're going to start with a bit of history this week.
History Illuminated, it's called. It's a week-long series of discussions at the Belmont and Toronto libraries on Australian history, presented by local historians, researchers and authors. It covers our romantic, adventurous and dangerous past.
A bit like yourself, Lindsay.
A bit like myself, yes, exactly. Including the Japanese bombing attack on Northern Territory in 1942, And the latest historic photo compilation from Greg and Sylvia Ray.
Oh, they do great work, don't they?
They do,
yeah, yes. Documenting the hunter.
My word, they do. So, History Illuminated, the website, or the Lake Mac Library's website, will give you all the details there.
And if you're wondering where all of the flowers will be this weekend, they'll be at the Spring Festival of Flowers.
They certainly will at the Hunter Valley Gardens up at Colburn, celebrating the arrival of springtime, pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. A display of more than 100,000 annuals over 60 acres, and demonstrations, workshops, entertainment and guided tours. So that would be very nice.
I'd like to see who counted those.
Yes, that's true. That's what they say.
And some music on display as well.
Oh, the Hunter Record Fair tomorrow in the Hall of Katara.
Oh, there we go. I just took a record off the record player.
In the hall of the Katara High School, thousands of new and second-hand records and CDs comprising all music genres, and they'll throw in a sausage sizzle as well.
Do you have a favourite music genre, Lindsay Carr?
Oh, 50s, 60s, 70s. Is that too far back for you?
No, that's quite a few. I mean, I'm fine with all of that. I love the 50s myself.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So were you a bit of a 45, 78 man?
No. Oh, a 45, certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
we had 78s at home.
No, 78s, no.
Still got a few family heirlooms that resemble that remark. 78, would you believe?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, yeah. We used to be familiar with 45s, had a few 45s.
Excellent.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Yeah. And something also for some markets coming up as well.
The Five Senses Twilight Market, it's at in lovely Lambton Park tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. Street food, beer and wine, entertainment and plenty of market stalls if you're looking for something still for Father's Day, which is on Sunday, of course, so you might find something there, the Five Senses Twilight Market.
And we're going to finish with a bit of drama.
We are. Also in Lambton, the Newcastle Theatre Company has Inherit the Wind, the American courtroom drama based on the famous Monkey Trial of 1925, in which Darwinism clashed with creationism. Entertaining, thoughtful, ticket sales doing well, Inherit the Wind at the Newcastle Theatre Company, Lambton.
Is that the one that you're in? You're in a show at the moment,
yes,
aren't
that's
you?
It, yes, but I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, I just
I
did
wasn't
that.
Gonna, yes, I know, but I wasn't going to say
yeah,
that.
What part do you play?
The prosecutor.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit of a...
I'd like you to get that chimp off your shoulder.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, there we go. Can you give us a line out of the... just get into character just for 1 minute, Lindsay.
Oh, it's
come on.
No, it'll take me ages. No. I can't. No previews. No, come on.
No previews.
No.
It'll be right on tonight.
It's just that the ticket sales are doing well, and I thought it was wise to mention it because, just in case you can't get in.
Fair enough. Lindsay, thank you for bringing the... And a big special thank you, because he's having computer problems. He just appeared last night, so he did have to write all this out with some beautiful penmanship, I must add.
Lindsay. Yeah, well, let's hope that everything's fixed up by next week. Otherwise, there'll be no Arts News website.
Oh, dear. No. We'll get your computer sorted. Lindsay, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
As always, Lindsay Carr giving us and pointing us, actually, towards the weekend. It's 2NURFM, 27 past 10.